Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Hoopa Tribal Police, along with the Sheriff's Office, Fortuna Police, and state and federal personnel, conducted a 3-month-long investigation into a major marijuana cultivation operation on both tribal lands and at a property in Fortuna on Tuesday. At the Hoopa site, officers confiscated more than 8,500 growing marijuana plants ranging from 3 feet to 7 feet tall, along with more than 1,000 drying plants and approximately 70 pounds of processed bud worth about $2,000 per pound. When the task force arrived at the scene, at least 7 suspects fled the area and remain on the run. At the Fortuna location, officers confiscated 52 pounds of processed bud, packaged for sale in 1-pound bags, just over $5,000 in cash, and arrested 23-year-old Herman Palominos and 18-year-old Cynthia Navarrete. On August 24th, Eureka police responded to a report of shots fired near Glatton T Streets near Sequoia Park. When officers arrived on scene, they contacted a woman who told officers she had met with 3 men she was only casually acquainted with to sell them marijuana. Instead of a marijuana sale, the woman suffered a gunshot wound, and 3 men were suspected of being at the scene and were seen leaving in a gold 4-door sedan. One of the men has been identified and is no longer considered a suspect, and the car has been identified and found as well. 2 suspects remain at large, however, an adult black male named DJ, 5'10", 160 pounds, with numerous face and arm tattoos, and a second black male adult, 5'10", 175 pounds. Investigators believe the men are from out of the area with acquaintances in the county and have developed solid evidence as to their identity. Bridgeville Elementary was forced to cancel classes on Tuesday after returning from the Labor Day holiday, after it was discovered that water thieves have drained the school's 20,000-gallon water tank dry. Supervisor Estelle Fennell, whose office is already dealing with major damage done to the town of Wyatt's water system following a similar incident, is fed up.
This is really, really disappointing to me. I mean, disappointing is to put it mildly. This is just appalling. I think this is basically the height of selfishness. I don't think it's unreasonable to assume that if somebody is stealing that amount of water from a rural town or a rural school, they're probably involved in some illegal enterprise.
Fennell also commented that the recent strategy of targeting those who inflict major environmental damage at marijuana grows is a good way to go.
I think that we're becoming more and more aware of that. You know, you can go to Google Earth or you can just go up on top of a ridge somewhere and you'll see the kind of damage that's being done all throughout the county and probably even further afield. But we're certainly paying attention to it, seeing it as a major issue.
It's unclear what fiscal impact the water theft at the elementary school will have, although it may force administrators to increase security measures at the site. The final results of the DUI enforcement campaign conducted from August 16th through Labor Day have been tallied. Officers with local departments along with the CHP arrested 76 drivers in that time period on suspicion of driving under the influence, a sharp increase from the same time period a year ago. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Fire crews are finding success in battling the Corral fire burning in the Trinity Alps as the fire has reached its highest level of containment to date at 67%. Fire personnel will continue direct fire line construction today to combat the blaze that has consumed over 12,000 acres. Fire managers wish to take advantage of the above average humidity and cooler temperatures. If there is any fire spread, it is expected to slowly move southwest to the Horsalinto Creek area and possibly northwest in the South Fork of the Tishtang Creek. Road closures remain in effect for Big Hill Road, Tishtang Road, Mill Creek Gap, and Four Corners. With fires having scorched tens of thousands of acres to the north and east, local tribes have been severely impacted, and last week the federal government stepped in with assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency, which declared a federal disaster in the area. FEMA funds will be available to the Karuk tribe for damage done during wildfires that swept through and around tribal lands in late July and early August. Stephen de Blasio has been named as the federal coordinator, and further funding for the Karuk tribe could be made available if it is warranted following further damage assessments. And you can now follow us on Twitter at KINS News. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.